The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. And I got to give a shout out to Joe Biden today. He's still alive, most of them. It's amazing how we could have a president that has the most tiresome, most grueling job on the planet. And he does it part-time. I love it. I really love this guy. I mean, he must be so efficient in the hour a day that he actually works that it could be absolutely amazing. You know, so the sharpest tack in the box. But you know what? Let me tell you what the reality is. And I'll do it through my favorite part of the show. Again, this week we've stymied with Joe Biden. So I'm going to do a little bit of rhyme time for you just to pep you up and get you going for the show. So here we go. When the media flipped the switch, they no longer had the Biden itch. A turn of tides, a subtle glitch, narrative changed with a seamless pitch. In the beginning, they sang his praise through campaigns and now election days. Their stories bright like sunlit rays. Biden's name in endless praise. But then one day the tone did shift, like shadows changed in a sudden drift. The media's haze gazy, they instantly did the lift. With praise to critique and no longer subtle rift. We the people, once so assured, now felt confused. All truth was obscured. The tales they schemed told not of a truthful word. Integrity, it seemed, had all been blurred. With headlines crafted to deceive, the public left to now disbelieve. No longer could they just perceive the honesty they'd once received. They spoke of scandals, hidden plots, of secret meetings and shady spots. The stories twisted, tied in knots. Truth and lies were no longer told. They cooked them up in pots. Their voices loud, their claims so bold. But underneath, their words were old. A narrative of half-truths calmly sold. The media's role was uncontrolled. In homes and towns, a silent fear. As trusts and news began off course to veer. The lines between the false and clear became distorted, no truth told, none to hear. Once a beacon, now a blight, the media's truth no longer in sight. In the darkness seeking light, we the people for America now prepared to fight. Questions rose, suspicions grew. Once was known, was now untrue. In search of facts the old and new, we yearned for clarity to so we could review. Politicians, pundits, all the same, caught in the web, they played us with the media game. No longer could we trust a name, for integrity of media had lost its eternal flame. The watchdogs turned to now spin their yarns, and cozy dens away from big barns, where honest folk with simple charms now felt the sting of all the false alarms. From Russian collusion it was now all fake, told by CNN, MSNBC, and their childlike Jake. Every broadcast, every page now fuels the growing public rage. The truth became unavailable, stuck in a hidden cage. Truth and journalism completely lost in this digital age. Social media, a battlefield where truth and lies once refused to yield. A place where minds could not be healed, and every truthful claim seemed so concealed. Through the noise, some voices rose to challenge lies, the truth to juxtapose. Seeking truth amidst the prose, they stood as beacons grand and close. Independent minds now have begun to speak, with courage strong through the future still bleak. Against the tide they sought to peek, behind the curtain to see the real facts and critique. Yet still the media held its sway, its powers vast, controlled the night and day. In every headline and every display, their narrative was a full court play. But we the people, who had been so blind, began to see, began to find. There were huge tracks within the grand design, the places where the truth they had declined. In every heart there is a spark that needs to be lit. a desire for truth. Now, must promise to recommit. So, it's amazing to break away from all the lies. The media is completely unfit. We must find a world where facts transmit. Communities finally began to share their stories, thoughts with honesty, and they do care. In town halls, parks, and village squares, the movement grew like in 1776 to counter the dare. The fight for truth must not be in vain, for through the struggle, through the pain, a clearer vision of America and how we must sustain, that hope and trust would rise again. Journalists, a new breed to create, align with truth. Two principles that once defined America in my youth, the noble craft, the truth enshrined, must now step forth with courage, a new media redefined. In every story with every fact, the media must now seek to keep the truth intact. No more deceit, no more fake news to distract. A new mission, truth, to the fake media to counteract. Through perseverance of America, truth must prevail. The lies unveiled, the fraud detailed. Integrity through once curtailed. Restored where once it had been derailed. I pray for a media now watched with care, by vigilant eyes aware and fair. They can no longer, we the people, simply dare to twist the truth they tell us, for all we were there. And so this tale may be a lesson learned of trust betrayed and then possibly returned, of truth for which the people yearned, and integrity once more confirmed. When the media flipped, it was just a switch. Or had they lost the truth but found the fake niche? In truth's embrace, they must find their pitch, and we the people in turn will become voters enriched. The road 3.5 years was long, the journey tough. But through these trials, we have certainly had enough to rise again from paths so rough and to find the truth, not to listen to every bluff. For in the end, it's clear to see that truth and trust must always be the foundation of our American liberty. For we, the people, truly blessed are you and me. Thank you. Thank you very much. I got to tell you, this has been one heck of another week's ride. And what do I mean by that? You know, I talked a little bit about it last week, how quickly they changed, how quickly they turned around, and the media just lost complete focus. They were just out of control. And it was amazing. But what I do want to talk about first, before we get into the majority of the show, is July 4th. What is July 4th? Today's July 5th. And what do we have? July 4th, 1776, it was known as Independence Day. Those who fought and died to keep this country free. We broke from a dictatorship, from people who were lying to us, for people who we were taxed out of existence by. And I believe it was a 1% or 2% tax on tea that sent the nation into a tizzy. And what did we do? We're now at 8%, 10%, 26%. And what did we do? We sat here. We watched it all happen. And we accepted it like good little puppies. Americans are not puppies. We shouldn't be. I know that's what the left wants. They want little puppies. They want low information voters. That's the key to them. That's why they want this to be. But you see, the problem is that we are not that way. America is not that way. And the problem is we cannot be that way to survive as a nation. And why is it? What does it mean? What does it mean, July 4th? I mean, this is what you have to ask yourself. What happened on July 4th? And what does it mean to you? Does it mean something to everybody else? Or does it mean something to the left, to the right? We're Americans. Why is it that we always have an African-American, an Asian-American? Why is it that we have all of these different things that are Americans? Why? Are we not just all Americans? Isn't that what it should be? Isn't that what makes us Americans? Is because we don't see ourselves as little independent troops. We don't see each other as little independent tribes. We never have done that. And that was our strength. That was the strength of America. We were Americans under one flag. And in those 13 little states, brilliant people came together and formed a nation. And we've lost sight of that. You know, it's known as the 4th of July. It's a federal holiday. It commemorates the ratification of the Declaration of Independence, correct? And I think it was the Second Continental Congress on July 4th, 1776 that actually established that. So why? What did they intend to do that we have lost sight of? They intended to form a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do we have that anymore? No, we don't. Why not? Because the pillar of this nation, and I always talk about this, the pillar of this nation is its justice system. And when you lose your justice system, you've lost your nation. That's why they call it Third World, the Banana Republics. Because the problem is, in 1776, we separated. We separated from Great Britain, okay? Which actually, I think if you look at the history, we separated on July 2nd. And the people who fought for this country were the veterans. And we're going to bring on a special guest right now. We're going to bring on a veteran. And I want to hear from this guy. What does July 4th mean to him? And why has it changed? So, welcome, Dave. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the invitation to be on and chat with you for a little while. I guess I have a different perspective, or not different from what you've said, just a perspective that I wasn't expecting, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, how do you think, and you're a little older than I am, not too much older, but how do you think in your lifetime, since you've served as a veteran, that July 4th has changed its meaning? And more importantly, how do you think the portrayal of our troops, of our protectors of liberty, has changed?
I think there's one word that would sum it up: deplorable. And I was, as you know, I'm in a situation that gives me a lot of that quiet time to think. And I did a lot
of... retirement?
I wish. But I did a lot of it because we made a big deal out of the 4th of July out in West Texas. My dad started a tradition that lasted for a long time, into two marriages, and it was a big, big deal. And that was that every 4th of July, because my dad couldn't take me on a camping trip that he had promised, so we camped out in the backyard, and he got up on the 4th of July and fixed breakfast on the grill. He did bacon, scrambled eggs, the whole nine yards, and it was fantastic, to the point that next year we invited our neighbors, who the next year invited more neighbors. To the last one we did, there was very close to 100 people there over
wow.
a period of time from 6:30 in the morning until 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the afternoon.
No, and that goes back, I think, to the whole general thought of the community.
Oh, yeah.
There used to be a sense of community.
That's right. And, you know, we just had a good time. And, you know, things change. A lot of things change. And if I were to point a finger right now, it would, like everybody else's, would be at Biden that has let us down, and he couldn't lead a one-horse funeral, you know? And it's a shame. I remember one 4th of July, we were so excited, because my cousin that was in Korea was going to be in town in uniform for the 4th of July. And you'd have thought he was vice president or something. But it was all in celebration for him being in the military. We have no military today. We have people that say they're in the military, but our honor and our glory of military has been stripped from us and from society. And I looked at yesterday and the folks that are serving, and it ain't like it used to be.
That's why the recruitment is down so seriously. Oh, yeah, 40-30%?
40% now. And
then we focus on these social issues rather than lethality, which is baffling to me in such a dangerous world.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they're more concerned about what you got behind the zipper than what you're going to bring to the nation and take care of the nation. And, you know, our whole thing was protect and defend. And as a veteran, the one thing that, you know, and I look back, and I may have told you this before, but you do some rather crazy things going through basic and AIT or whatever your MOS happens to be, and you, why in the hell are we doing this? But I found that over the years, and it may come in just a flash to me, oh, okay, I know why we did that, and that's why I'm doing this. Because the military is the biggest testing site in the world. And it tries everything from philosophy to psychiatry up and down the gambit. But it is the best training area in the world. And I think that's one of the reasons that our military, the United States military, has always prevailed, in that we give our soon-to-be veterans the opportunity that no other, or I don't know of any other, military in the world does for their folks. And this is something we, you know, from literally, and if you've been in the military, literally from the time you're a private, the lowest of low, private, they give you responsibility and you're expected to perform. And you're not yelled at, you're not, well, you're yelled at sometimes, but you're not treated really, you may only be a buck private, one stripe, not even a hanger, just one stripe, but you're still given responsibility, and that means a whole lot to a whole lot of people. There are a lot of people that have never had responsibility, that join the military, and all of a sudden they're called on to do something. And the main thing that you're called on to do in the military, and I don't give a damn what branch you're in, is cover your buddy's back. And that's what the military is all about. And that's,
we don't do that anymore.
No. Well, I can't address what we do in the military now. But I know of a situation that you know, my situation, that the honor and glory of being there is not, and the pride of being in the military is not there like it used to be. And gentlemen, honor and gentlemen was the officer's code, and that is no longer about.
What I found amazing is in the world, in our country especially, how many people in higher up positions in companies who have made their way into companies, and varied companies from industrial companies to electronic companies, all have military background. It's something about what the military had done.
That's right.
In their training, which right. created a drive for and, success.
And what's funny about that is, you can't take that individual and point to this or that or specify particularly. It's just something that, it's like a fungus. It grows on you, you know?
Yeah, it was an innate ability.
And you know that Mark's got your back and you've got Joe's back and everybody's got everybody's back. And this is where yesterday probably hurt me more, and you know my family situation.
Yep.
But it hurt me more yesterday than any other holiday that I can think of, because it was something that we had between us that no longer exists. Because, and the main reason, we have no leadership.
The country's crumbling.
Oh, yeah.
The country's crumbling.
We have nobody carrying the flag saying, follow me. And if you add the idiot that's in the White House, say, follow me, the retort would be, you gotta be kidding.
No, it's because, you know, in the military, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, is truth and veracity are key to anything that you do. You don't lie. You don't make up stories. You are truthful, you are honest, or you're doing KP duty for weeks. You don't walk away from your reality and your veracity. And you talked about it, honor, integrity, well, service.
That's because in spite of the uniforms you wear in the military, you're naked. And everybody looks to you to produce what you're asked to produce. And just like I said, it doesn't matter whether you're a five-star general or the lowest of the low as a private. You're given an order and you're expected to do it. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. You do it. And Joe's counting on you. Mark's counting on you. Bill's counting on you. You get the job done. And the one word there that makes it all come together is leadership. And we have no leadership.
Yeah, well, you have leaders who are checkbox leaders. I mean, look at the people who ran the surrender of Afghanistan. That was a total disaster. But yet the media and the military geniuses, the genius bar in the Pentagon, said it was such a success. We evacuated 100,000 people and left 100,000 that we were supposed to evacuate, but that part they didn't tell you. You know, it's like they always say, the early bird gets the worm. But they never tell you the second half of that, which is the second mouse gets the cheese. They didn't tell you that part. This is just a disaster, this entire administration. I mean, look at it. Everybody says, listen, Trump wasn't a brilliant, you know, military man. Okay? I understand that. But he had brilliant military guys around him. And if you didn't do your job, guess what happens? You got fired. Why? Because you didn't do your job. It's simple. In the real world, if you don't do your job, you get fired. It's not, you don't get promoted. You don't go to Congress when you're a barista. There's a pecking order.
Just like Trump brought up during the debate. Who got fired over Afghanistan? Who got fired over any situation that Biden has been involved in? Nobody.
Nobody. See, because it goes back to what I say every week. It's the lack of culpability. Nobody's responsible for anything. And I'll give you an example. We had the big decision this week. Everybody knew what the decision was going to be. They thought, you know, the pundits on the left were yelling that it's going to give him the dictatorship. He's going to be able to go out and kill his opponents. And, oh, my God, this is what's going to happen. And on the right, they were saying they're going to crucify him. They're going to give him no immunity whatsoever, and he's going to be finished. And I'm referring to Donald Trump. But what they didn't understand in totality was the immunity question had never come up. And why hadn't it come up for the president? Because no other political president like Joe Biden has ever gone after another prior president. to try to keep him out of the White House. And that's exactly what happened. If you don't think it happened, you need to get your dose of reality. Go back to the Pfizer company, get a dose of reality. Forget the vaccine. It doesn't work anyway. Get a dose of reality. Maybe two boosters, in fact. Because this is what happened this week, okay? So the sanctity, this was even funnier. This was killing me this week. So the case that they ran with, okay, that was just an abomination of Judge Marchand and a destruction of the legal system in New York from day one, where your number three in the DOJ leaves to go take a line attorney job with Alvin Bragg's office. Congratulations. You've stepped down your career. It's a brilliant idea. So he goes in, no coordination with the White House at all, none whatsoever. So this week, after that joke of a trial, with everything under the sink coming in that was so outrageous, none of this that came in, I would say 90% of it that this judge let in, was a destructive matter. It had nothing to do with probative. It was just, it was prejudicial with the big P of prejudicial from day one. What did Stormy Daniels have to do with a documents case? What, was she documenting the alleged sexual relationship? Who cares what Stormy Daniels said?
She was checking out the centerfold.
Yeah, and more important to the point, their case relied on the knucklehead. And I got to tell you, there's a person I know, and I won't mention his name, who loves Michael Cohen, loves him, thinks he is the newest thing since sliced bread. Michael Cohen is not only a convicted liar, he's a serial liar. A couple of months ago, he was told by a federal judge that he's a serial liar, that they can't believe he's still lying, and that's Bragg's star witness. But you have to believe him because he's Michael Cohen, and he has no axe to grind here. Really? And he gets up and admits that he stole $60,000 from the Trump Organization. Has Bragg filed an indictment yet? It was a clear admission. Why isn't he under indictment? Why isn't he in jail? Why wasn't he put out on bail, right? Because the system broke down. It's broken. So here's what Judge Marchand does. And I'm going to get into the immunity decision in a second from the Supreme Court. Because they're saying that was the biggie, along with the Fisher case from last week. But here's what happened. Judge Marchand just put the sentencing off till September. Okay. And Alvin Bragg agreed to adjourn it instead of fighting. Why? Because they now realize they're politically hack-cased. Their basic, I won't say the word, but their basic B spit was gone. The case doesn't hold water. It never held water. It will be overturned by any court with a brainstem. But that was not his position. Forget about the fact is how he got three of the Trump cases randomly. And forget about the fact that he's a political operative. And forget about the fact that his daughter was making tons of money off of this case. And forget about the fact that he donated to the Biden organization. Forget about all of that. Quite frankly, the decisions he made during trial told it all. It was ridiculous. But here's what he did. What he did at trial was an absolute disgrace, a judicial disgrace. Secondly, when our genius leader of the Senate, Chucky Schumer, the guy who puts cheese on a frozen burger, yeah, there was a picture of that, and that quickly came down because the imbeciles realized, hey, wait a second, we just put up something really stupid. Well, this is who's running your country. Chucky Schumer, the leader of the Senate, now known as just being another brain-dead idiot in our Democrat government. This political genius comes out and says that the Supreme Court is a MAGA court. Hey, make America great again. Oh, that seems like a really bad thing to be a MAGA court, doesn't it? But let's get to the real facts. Let me clue you in, Chucky, and let me clue you in, Pelosi, and the agent of chaos, AOC. Let me advise you of the facts in something, okay? Just stand by. I know comprehension is not the Democrat Party's biggest, basis of acceptance for reality, okay? But only 11 out of 49 Supreme Court decisions so far have been decided along ideological lines in this court. 11 out of 49. Can anybody calculate that? Yeah. That's not 90%. That's not 50%. That's ridiculous. Okay? That's ridiculous. 11 out of 49 were decided on ideological lines. But that doesn't stop the genius bar. So the AOC, the agent of chaos, before she opens up her mouth, first of all, she should make sure her brain is functioning properly. She should go for some neurological testing. It just seems like lately every Democrat has a brain issue, from Pelosi to Joe Biden, Chuckie Schumer, AOC, the agent of chaos. Okay? My God, let's talk about Adam Schiff. Let's, in fact, you know what? Let's not talk about him. It makes me nauseous to think that this guy is actually holding an elected official's office. It's insanity. Okay? But you have people like him. And you have people like Jamal Bowman, the guy, well, he actually lost, but you have a guy like that in Congress who can't determine a doorknob from a fire alarm. And these are the people making your laws and running your country. Folks, you gotta use your brains when you vote for these people. Stop listening to the ads. Do a little research. Don't become a low voter or a low information voter, I should say. But these people are so out of touch and severed from reality and cognitive problems with an overlay of brain malfunction that they cannot distinguish reality from fantasy. But here's what they do. They create their own facts. They portray this crap to we the people. This is what we take. This is what we ingest for our news. This is what the problem is. So here's what really happened this week. In a 6-3 in favor of what they call qualified immunity for the president. Why was this a shocker to anyone? And despite the fact that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden all came out and said, the president can go order a hit squad and take out his rival. Oh, you mean like Biden? Like sending his third from the DOJ to take him out? Or meeting with, oh, what was that special prosecutor's name? Wade in Georgia to take him out? Or to send Jack Smith, which I still think is an illegal appointment. And I guess we'll figure that out at some point. That's going to go to the Supreme Court. And to go after their political rival because they know their policies don't beat Donald Trump's policies. Forget about the people. Forget about who Donald Trump is. Forget about Joe Biden. Take the names off of it. Look at the policies. Look at what they've been doing to this country. So despite what these geniuses say, despite what the wizard in the White House and the rest of the media imbecile pundits are yelling about, if you read the decision, you pathetic morons, and I got to tell you, these people are pathetic liars. These commentators, Chuck Schumer, the Mika and Joe in the Morning, Joe Scarborough, and CNN, the Communist News Network. Read the decision before you start yapping about it because you have no idea what you're talking about. And it makes you look like a bigger idiot than anyone else thinks you are. We already think you're dumb. We already think you're stupid. We already think that you're nothing but a lousy DNC media outlet. And unfortunately, that's not what the people are looking to you for. So, when we assume the genius Chuckie Schumer who threw the cheese on the frozen burger, this is the genius bar that's running your country. So what did they actually say? So here's what they said. They said that when it is an official duty, there is immunity. Well, thank goodness for that. And I'll tell you why. Because Biden killed 10 civilians under his watch with the drone strike. Should he now be charged with 10 acts of murder? Are we now charging him with murder? And how about Joe Biden? He should be thanking the Supreme Court. Because should we charge him for murder of those 13 brave soldiers at Abbey Gate who got killed as a result of his nincompoops and his administration? And they're wanting to get out of there by September 11th so he could have the day. And all his generals apparently said to him, don't, sir, don't. And he didn't listen. And he didn't. So should he now be charged with 13 murders? And how about, why don't we charge him for all the rest of the murders in this country since he opened up our borders? How about that? Is that now part of his official duties? Oh, that's right. It is. So now he's immune from being charged with murder. So Biden, you better get on your knees and thank the Supreme Court for giving you cover. It wasn't Donald Trump who got the cover. He was going to beat every one of those stupid cases anyway. But Joe Biden gets the cover. But you know what's really scary to me? The lives of every American are in jeopardy right now. under this babbling old demented fool in the White House. And the people who are pushing him forward, knowing really well, because they're with him every day, that he doesn't have the cognitive ability to do anything. He's now working limited hours from 10 to 4 with a nap in the middle. I'm sorry. The most amazing job on the planet, the most demanding job on the planet, isn't a 10 to 4. What is it, 11 to 4 now, 12 to 4, 12 to 3? Let's put a lid on it at 2? You can't do this job. So who's running the country? Well, where are the people who are allegiant to the American people? Where are they? Where are these people who are not going to be able to put America in jeopardy anymore? So the media came out for 3 days and said, oh, my God, he's gone. And then they met and they said, wait a second. If we put Kamala in there, we're in worse shape. And then it became an economics issue because under the federal election rules, you can't just transfer that war chest that they have to any other candidate. Can't do that. So what do they have to do? They have to push Kamala. And they know Kamala's got worse ratings than he has. But what really is amazing to me, there are 23% of Americans in this country that think Biden's doing a great job. What is wrong with 23% of America? That's almost a quarter. I'm really concerned about being dumber than Joe Biden, these people. So the qualified immunity, getting back to that, because it's important to understand what it actually did. It is private acts, not an official capacity. There's no immunity. So everything that they're lying to you about is wrong. It is not full immunity by any stretch of the imagination. Unofficial acts are not covered by the immunity. Official acts in his official capacity are covered by the immunity. So the stupidity of what Chuckie Schumer said, that moron, and what Nancy Pelosi said, the Stonehenge of the Congress, and Joe Biden, what he said in his two-minute teleprompter speech, because the guy couldn't say his name 3 times straight, was completely and blatantly false. It was a lie to the American people. It's not applicable to this case or any other case that the Supreme Court has decided. Aren't these the same people that attacked the court when Trump was doing it in New York, that it was an attack on justice? Remember this? Remember what they said? They said it's an attack on justice if you attack the court. Except if a Democrat does it? Is that the new rule? Have they redefined this? This was an attack on the judicial system? Oh, okay, now I understand. If it's a Democrat, it's okay. And if it's a Republican, it's a no-no. Well, you know what? No, that's not the way this works. It's either right to attack the court or wrong to attack the court. And calling someone out for attacking what clearly is an injustice and what Donald Trump did when he turned around and said, this is absurd. He kept using the word conflicted. No, the judge doesn't deserve to be on the bench anymore. That's judicial misconduct, folks. It's not conflicted. It's judicial misconduct. When you donate to a candidate who's prosecuting his running opponent, that's not a conflict anymore. That's a reality. This is what's going on in this country. And we're sitting by watching it. And the Republicans are sitting by and watching this. So, yes, Donald Trump attacked justice because it was an injustice. There was no justice in that courtroom. And Jack Smith, there's no justice there. And the Hur report, well, it just confirmed what we saw last Thursday, folks. Well, actually 2 Thursdays ago now. It's not the same. It's not the, I know they want to conflate the issues, but it's not the same. It is not the same at all. Because when a decision is reached by a consensus in a court, the highest court in the land, and these guys, listen, I don't agree with a lot of the dissents. And I think ideologically the court has really become a bipolar individual system. But that's the way it was set up. That's why they put 9. That's why they didn't put 8. That's why they didn't put 10. They put 9. So that you'd have to have a decision. So the geniuses who are telling you this now, right now, are creating a treasonous behavior. They're treasonous right now. When Chuck Schumer called out the Supreme Court last time, right on the steps of the Supreme Court, and named the justices who he wanted people to go after, and said, you'd unleashed the American people on you, oh, that's not inciting a riot now, is it? Oh, and what did that get followed up with? Protests outside of the justices' homes. And DOJ jumped right in there like January 6th, right? No, they didn't. They let it go on. Even though there is an absolute, there's a law on the books, on the federal code, that says you can't intimidate a judge, just like you can't intimidate jurors. But the DOJ, they're busy chasing Donald Trump. Sorry, they don't have time for this. They're chasing January 6th people. And by the way, a bunch of those cases may get tossed too, because their document case in the Fisher aspect, that law dealt with destruction of documents. Had nothing to do with these people were charged with. But you know what? You can stretch something like Taffy and get away with it because the judges are doing it. They're letting them go. There's no integrity anymore on the bench. Back in the day, a judge got the job because he was brilliant, because he was the smartest guy in the room, not the most political. And unfortunately, I'm not seeing that these days. So these people are just a lying sack of garbage. And they need to be cleaned up from the streets of Washington. They need to be taken out like the trash they are, thrown out of office. They don't deserve the highest offices in this land. And they certainly don't represent the American people. That's not happening. I'm not seeing that anywhere. It's ridiculous. And these imbeciles like AOC be calling for impeachment of Supreme Court justices? Oh, because she's such a great legal scholar, from bartender and barista to Congress. Gee, I really want to listen to what this AOC has to say. The agent of chaos, as I call her, is going to make the determination of what's legal and what's not legal with her great legal mind. Did you not see her in the Bronx trying to save her squad member, Jamal Bowman? Again, the guy gets confused by doors and fire alarms. The one who cannot distinguish. Come on. Or extinguish, I should say. It's a fire alarm. Ninnies and malfunctions are running this country. And AOC, she should just shut up, sit down, learn something before you open your mouth. You know, it's better to be silent and be thought the village idiot than to speak and remove all doubt. She just hasn't gotten that message yet. She confirms her lack of intelligence each and every time she speaks and acts like a fool like she did in the Bronx. I mean, that's just crazy. So I'm going to jump over now to the media switch clicked on. No. This was a plan, folks. I don't think this was a come to Jesus moment, as we would say. It became apparent that they could not talk Joe Biden out of this debate. And when they couldn't talk him out of the debate, they knew it was going to happen. So they planned weeks in advance. Because guess what? That night, that single night, they were all throwing Joe under the bus. I know Kamala loves yellow buses, but I'm betting she wanted this one to roll right over Joe. So what do we have here? Here's my other question. Did they suddenly begin to wake up? Did they have a functioning brainstem and wake the F up? No. Now the media suddenly understands that Joe Biden is brain dead? I don't think so. People like Joe Scarborough, that imbecile, and his co-conspirator Mika, these people are lying to you every single day. And I agree with one of the pundits said, they should close down CNN, sweep the whole thing out for the garbage that they currently have. And maybe change it into a news source. Ooh, or a candy store, perhaps. The lack of intelligence in our media and the lack of veracity is so clearly demonstrated here. It should be appalling to every American, yet some of us just don't get it still. Both on the left and the right, the media lied. The country's integrity died. Yes, democracy is under attack, folks. And it's been since Biden took office. It's painful death here in America, and it hasn't been slow. In 3.5 years, this guy has taken this country to the top, down to the bottom. And by the way, just another fun fact for you. Unemployment went back up to 4.1%. Wait till you see the other numbers coming out. Yeah. And when inflation goes down to 3% or 4%, it doesn't mean it's going down. It means it's going up at a slower rate. And I wish Trump would have said that on the debate stage. But he missed the opportunity to lambaste him. But you know what? It was the right thing to do. You know, when your opponent's down and you're in the boxing ring, you don't keep punching him. So are you going to sit there and tell me that no one in the White House recognized that Joe Biden had this debate performance coming? Are you going to tell me that during the debate prep, he was the sharpest tack in the box? That he was a rocket scientist? All brain systems were functioning? Then it's a problem with the American government that needs to be swept clean of corruption, the lying and the lack of integrity to the American people. If every one of those people lied to us, every one of those people needs to go. Their ultimate duty is to the American public and to no one else. It's not to Biden. It's not to Trump. It's to the American people. This government does no longer represent America. And as soon as we realize that, maybe we'll understand how powerful our votes can be. Why do we keep voting for the same idiots? Why? We put in office and expect better results. AOC just won her primary in a landslide. What does that tell you, folks? You're not paying attention or you're a low-information voter. This is the insanity that America has to fight back against. We don't seem to be getting through. We just don't seem to be getting through. The fact is that this country is failing. And the heat's on, folks. Let's go back to the border for a second, okay? Back to the border disorder and the Jocelyn Nungare. The 12-year-old was assaulted, okay? Now it's confirmed that she was sexually assaulted. And for those of you who are the low-information voters, that probably means raped and then murdered by two Venezuelan dirtbags. Now, this is where I get angry. This is where I really get ticked off. These people were stopped at the border by the Biden administration Border Patrol. And they were released. With his directives, with Mayorkas' directives, they were let go into this country, flown around to go kill our citizens, our mothers, our fathers, our daughters, our sisters, our brothers, and our little sisters, like Jocelyn Nungare, and daughters. What are we doing? These people, Mayorkas and Biden and his administration, are directly responsible for her murder. I know you're going to chime in. Go for it, Dave. Come on in.
What can we do about it? That's something that I sat and pondered over the weekend, is that I know what I would personally do, but then I'd be in jail for doing it.
Well, as I get older, a life sentence means very little to me. But I can tell you this much. They are now, under Texas law, they are now eligible for the death penalty because of the age of the girl. Jocelyn was 12 years old at the time. But this is the point. The free flow of terrorists, the free flow of murderers, and I hate to say it because I know people get pissed off. Trump was right. They're not sending us their best and their brightest. And when are we going to figure this out? And now I heard this morning that the northern border is almost as bad as the southern border.
Yeah, and I personally, I wasn't there to witness it, but I've seen enough movies about it that I'm for public hangings from the oak tree or wherever you want. But for public hangings, let them scream, let them yell, let them, why are you, oh my God! Let them cry. Let them cry for their mothers as they're hanging there, kicking and dying.
The problem is, you know what the problem is? They're not afraid of jail. They're not afraid of being incarcerated. That's what the problem is. That's what the problem is.
I'm talking about hanging them.
Yeah, I mean, listen. I'm for capital punishment. I am definitely in favor of capital punishment in a situation like this. These people have no redeeming qualities whatsoever in the world. It's time to get rid of them. If you have a dog who bites 15 people and mauls a little girl, what do you do? What's the first thing you do? Do you coddle them? Do you give them all their rights? Do you give them an attorney that we pay for to defend them? Do we do that? No, we just put them down. Why are we wasting all this time, energy, and effort? And what are we going to do, send them back to Venezuela? They're not going to take them.
I want to show the public that we're putting them down.
The question is this.
God, if I do this, you know, it works. It's like where I come from, we had the electric chair. And we administered the electric chair in my hometown. And you knew if Joe Schmo was due for the electric chair at 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, it took enough power that it weakened the lights for a second. Seriously.
But you see, here's the other problem with the judicial system. By the time we get around to killing somebody who's worthy of the death penalty, who deserves it 100%, they're sitting around for 10 or 15 years after all the stupid appeals go by.
We kill them immediately.
Yeah, but there's these appeals.
We hang them.
And you know what? I think we have to look at, I seriously think, I mean, I know it's barbaric, but maybe because we can't get anyone to seal the border because we can't stop these people from coming in. So maybe we have to show a little brutality. I don't know. I don't know if that's the answer.
You know, you kill a few of them that are crossing the border, and that gives the other people insight to what we might do, and they'll decide, you know, maybe I don't want to go over there if I'm going to get killed.
This is a government failure from day one, from Joe Biden's administration. It's a dysfunctional government right now.
Yep.
They fly these people around the country. They say every state's a border state now because Biden's been flying them around the country. And I mean, am I missing something?
Most of them have never been on a plane in their life, and this gives them an opportunity to get cookies.
You know, I think we have to start bringing lawsuits against the administration and against its administration people like Mayorkas personally. Personally, we have to go after them because this can't go on in America. This can no longer. They killed a mother of five. They raped a 13-year-old girl in New York City in broad daylight. How long do we have to put up with this?
We don't.
As Americans.
We don't.
We are.
A few of them in public, and it'll stop.
Well, we're just sitting here. We're just sitting here watching it. And here we go. Here we go. You know, Biden the other day gets up and he says the heat is on. Biden's brain's been fried, you know. So he gets up in front of a commission on the existential threat to the world is climate change. No, the existential threat to the world is Biden's mental dysfunction. That's the reality. So when he gets up on Tuesday this week and speaks at the hurricane barrel strengthens, you know, oh my God, there's a hurricane coming. Look at this. It's the heat. It's the climate change. Listen, I'm sorry, President Biden, the most deadly thing to America is your border policy. The amount of illegal invaders that are flowing into this country and killing our citizens is incredible. But you'd think that you are the climate change. You're going to change the climate. That's going to solve everything. You're sadly mistaken, sir. You're the murder president. You should be known as the murder president because the murder of American citizens under your watch is going on. And it's needless. You know, and when somebody like Jayapal comes up and says, well, it's proven that illegal aliens murder less than Americans, you little pathetic piece of garbage, you should be thrown out of Congress in a heartbeat because the fact that one person died as a result of an illegal invader should be too much. But instead of saying that, oh, they kill less. Well, that's a real comforting thought to Jocelyn, isn't it? Well, how about the mother of five? Or how about the 13-year-old in New York who was raped? That's so comforting.
Or how about Jesse Jackson that once said, there are more blacks in jail than whites. Well, it was proven quite quickly more blacks were committing the crimes.
Well, see, this is right. This is the conflated issues that the Democrats come out with, where they immediately say the system is unfair. Listen, there are improprieties in the system. I'm not debating that. When the crack cocaine thing came out, a guy charged with having cocaine was treated differently than a minority with cocaine with crack. Okay, I understand that. Fix that. But no one tells people to go out and commit crimes. Don't tell me AOC that people are going out to steal baby formula when they're shooting up delis, when they're shooting up people at supermarkets and they're robbing. Don't tell me that, oh, it's because their babies need food. She can't be that stupid, but she is. But here's what I found. It's just the media did this 180 switch in about nanosecond. And all of a sudden, Joe Biden's got to get out. He's got to get out. And then you have the heiress to the Disney fortune saying, I'm not donating another penny until Joe Biden steps down. And you have a couple of other people. But you know what? What I'm really angry about, really pissed off about this week, every one of those people that lied to us straight-faced, think about how many people lied to you? How many people lied to you? What did they do? They lied to your face straight out. They said that. They said, oh, he's sharper than a tack. So what does that make them? Out and out liars? Well, maybe they're just too stupid to recognize that he is as dumb as they know. I don't see. This is the part I don't get about this country. We put in a position people who were supposed to be the integrity's top, the top line. And yet this is what we get. I don't get it, Dave. I just don't get it.
Well, I tell you what, that we're getting it and you're talking about it. But the fact of the matter is, it's not one date. It's not the 4th of July, 2024. What we've got here is a whole friggin' world that's going to shit because of Biden, and we're letting him do it. And it's not one thing. It's not one date. It's a mass. It's a mass of destruction caused by a frigging idiot that's in our White House and should be replaced by a bumper sticker.
Yeah, but they all lied to us. Absolutely. And here's, remember I was talking about last couple of weeks about the Republicans, the red states need to step up. Well, finally, give kudos to Missouri. Missouri turned around and is now suing New York over the Trump conviction. They are suing New York over the Trump conviction and specifically naming Judge Marchant, that they have deprived the Missouri voters of the right to speak by Trump. So they've taken away his First Amendment rights to speak to the Missouri voters. And the fact that the gag order was placed, which was an illegal gag order, I still think, was amazing. This is perhaps the beginning of putting an end to the stupidity. And what do I mean by that? I kept telling you, Republicans, right side of the folks, stop. The right side of the people, I kept telling, you got to start pushing back. You're in a war. You haven't done anything yet. You didn't even know you were in a war. But it's time. You got to get out of the war. So that was great, and hopefully I'm going to have a little bit more of that. I'm going to take a look at the complaint next week, and we're going to go through that. But Missouri, kudos to Missouri, the Attorney General of Missouri, fighting for his people, fighting for America. This is amazing. This is maybe the turnaround that we needed. So unemployment's up 4.1% again. And by the way, Dave, thank you for your service. And every other veteran out there, thank you for protecting America. Because America needs more protection now than it ever did. Because this is a dangerous world under Biden. And things don't happen between 10 and 4. Things happen all the time. And the terrorists are going to take advantage of what's going on right now. So we've come to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. And basically, you know what? I want you to have a great weekend and think about what the 4th of July means to you and why you need to thank a serviceman. Because you have the right to go out in your backyard and barbecue and do what you want and say what you want for the most part, unless you're Donald Trump. And we'll figure that out and we're going to fix that real soon. So without any further ado, it's come to the end of the show. You've been listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. Have a great weekend, folks.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.